Today is Thursday, October 13th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So today is the last day that Mark is here for 16 days. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, well, I know what I'm going to do, but I was telling him earlier, he is kind of motivation for me to get up and actually do things. Like, you know, he is very regimented about, okay, we do laundry on, he does laundry. Laundry on Sundays. I do, you know, we always on Tuesday evenings, we take out the trash. We, you know, there are things that he's just very rudiment, like bedtime. He's very responsible about, okay, every night at this time we go to bed. It's not like he makes me do it, but he's just very willpower. He has a lot of willpower and he's very task motivated. When he has tasks to do, he does them. I'm not that way, generally. Like, so when he's gone, and I'm going to miss him, of course. I mean, we'll still text and maybe talk occasionally on FaceTime or I don't know what. So we're not actually talking on the phone and spending a lot of money, you know, talking internationally. But I think I'm just going to be laying around being a blob. And I won't want to cook. So, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to buy a bunch of microwave dinners because I want to lose some weight before I go on the cruise. And I think I can kickstart it while he's gone, because if I can just buy a bunch of microwave dinners and just eat those for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or whatever, I can keep below a certain calorie count and boom, I'm done. But I was just telling him, you know, I don't know. I may just end up laying around doing nothing, accomplishing nothing, not doing laundry, not taking out the trash, not doing any of those things because he's kind of my willpower. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I don't know how it's going to be, but we'll see how it goes. So yesterday, I still have this fever blister. Oh, Kathy Bacon direct messaged me. I'm going to respond to you, Kathy, on Twitter, but I just remembered that you direct messaged me. And she had some advice about, you know, go to the doctor, have them scrape it, the cold sore. And she said she had some experience. I don't remember if it was her or one of her relatives or something. I think it was her. And she had gone, and it wasn't a fever blister. It was something else, a sty or something like that. The doctor scraped it, figured out what it was, like what it was, bacterial, yada, yada, prescribed some antibiotics or whatever. And then, you know, she's never had one since. Unfortunately, this is a fever blister, which is a virus, and they never go away. And so, you know, and I've had them since I was in college, just a long time. Now I'll go years where I don't have any at all. I've gone a year or two without having one at all. Then I've had a year where I've had more than one. And so it's just sometimes it's on my lip, sometimes it's a little bit above my lip. This one is a little bit above my lip. But regardless, so I can't, and they won't scrape it, because if you scrape it or you damage it at all, you can actually spread it to other parts that it's not, you know, currently. So you don't want to touch it. You don't want to touch it and like then touch other parts of your face or your body or whatever, because you can spread the virus. But I appreciate the advice. So the medicine is actually an antiviral. So it, you can't kill a virus, but they do have these antivirals. Even the HIV medicine, I'm going to speak out of turn here, because I don't have HIV and I haven't done any research, but even like HIV medication, it does something to, you know what? I don't really know, but the antiviral for fever blisters, it does something to prevent it from replicating or from, you know, it doesn't kill it, but it prevents it from replicating. And so it goes away faster. So, and if you take it on a regular basis, you know, it prevents it from replicating. So you don't get outbreaks because you know, it doesn't replicate. But, and I think the HIV medication is similar, and the PrEP and all that, I think they're similar concepts because no one can kill viruses. Like, that's not a thing that you can do today. Hopefully someday they will figure it out. So that's what it is. An antibiotic actually kills bacteria. And so it's a difference because we can kill bacteria. That's why there's no cure for the cold, because cold is a virus and it can't be killed. So, or at least from medicine, you know. So there you go. I've talked a lot about this, but, you know. So last night, I did not feel like cooking, surprise, surprise, and I ordered a pizza, just one medium thin crust pizza, and I'll tell you this, though. So I did order dessert as well. Domino's, I feel like they have some really good dessert. They have this cookie brownie thing that's so good. It's a mixture of a cookie and a brownie. I love it. So good. But they have this dessert that I had never tried before, and it's their version of like a molten lava cake, where it's a cake, but there's a molten, like, gooey center. It's just chocolate. They put a little powdered sugar on it. You can get icing if you want, and you buy it, and there are three of them. And, I had salad left over. We had, Jason's Deli the other day, and I bought a salad, and they're huge. Their salads are huge. So I've eaten salad three different meals from this one thing that I bought because they're so big. So I had a couple of slices of pizza and a salad, and then I had this lava cake for dessert. But and it was really good. It was really good. But while he's gone, I'm going to try to just calorie count. I know I said I was going to go back on Weight Watchers, but I'm going to try to calorie count. And it's not Mark's fault, but I can do something really boring and just buy microwave dinners, eat microwave dinners. If it's just myself, I'm pretty good at keeping myself to doing that and limiting my caloric. I say that now, but 2 weeks from now I'll say, oh, I failed. But generally in the past, I've been able, if I'm not having to worry about anyone else eating, I'm better at just doing something boring or buying a loaf of bread and some lunch meat and having a sandwich and baked chips for like every meal because it's super simple, you know, and I know how many calories is in it so I can count. It makes it easier. But when there are multiple of us and I'm trying to, you know, have variety and make sure that, you know, I'm providing food for my partner and all that, I feel bad about doing something like that or making him diet, you know, because he doesn't need to diet. He's skinny. So it's like, when I'm on these diets and I'm making him diet, I don't feel too good about it. So we had pizza last night. Oh, well, we just kind of watched TV because he's, again, still trying to finish up. He did some packing. He did some stuff like that. So we're not really going anywhere. We're trying to spend some quality time together before he leaves for his trip. And that was pretty much it. I'm trying to think if we did anything else. We didn't do anything else. Nothing else. And then today I've just worked, although it was not a very stressful day at work. I had a few meetings, but nothing horrible. I actually got a lot of work done this morning because I didn't have any meetings this morning. So I was able to sit down and get some work done that I needed to get done, so that's good. And then Mark leaves his plane leaves at 7 a.m. tomorrow. And I'm taking him to the airport because I'm a good boyfriend. And the thing is, when he bought his plane ticket, he put it under his name. But now that he's been naturalized, he decided to change his name. They offer you the ability to change your name when you become a citizen. So he and I both changed our name. But I'm not going to give his full name or anything like that, but he had, in the Philippines, they put their mother's maiden name as their middle name. And so he actually had four names, and it became a problem. There, we don't have spaces for four names in most of our forms or anything like that. And it was just a problem for him. So he decided he was going to remove his mother's maiden name and just stick with his, you know, first, middle, last situation. And so he had done that, but it's now different from what was on his boarding pass. Well, United Airlines will not change his name on his boarding pass. So he's worried. Oh, I'm worried too, that they're, because TSA won't let you through if your name doesn't match what's on your boarding pass. So we have to get him there super early. And he has to have all this documentation with him. They noted his account, but said they could not change the boarding pass, which is ridiculous because American Airlines has changed my name on my boarding pass several times in the past. I don't know why United won't do this. So we have to get up at, I don't know, 4 a.m. to take him to the airport tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.